Welcome back to our series, Java with Sugar. Today, we're exploring episode 3, in which we'll discuss trends in pre-sales. In our former episodes, we really discussed what is pre-sales, what is the value that a pre-sales organization will bring, and we had the pleasure of interviewing one of our colleagues, VP of Sales, Matt McCallum, in which he shared his insights. Today, we're really going to understand why trends are important in pre-sales, upkeeping with market growth, and understanding how to increase probability in a sales opportunity. I want to open up with a recent trend that I've been seeing, and it's really having solutions consultants, sales engineers, opening up and being engaged early in a sales opportunity, and also being involved throughout the entire sales process. I would like to ask Peter, since he's being new to this role and with much less experience, how he sees this trend in his daily role. Peter?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like you said, this is something that's been happening recently. It's something that I've noticed even just in my experience. I'd say since the beginning of the year, I've been starting to feel like my role has been expanding. I think that we're starting to be asked to join opportunities earlier to bring our expertise and experience to support the sales team in validating those opportunities. Mm-hmm. And then we're also being asked to kind of support them throughout that validation process by providing our thoughts on the best path forward to the best path for success, realistically. On top of that, we're then continuing through the back end of the opportunity mm-hmm. post-signature to support the early life of the implementation side of the project. We want to be the bridge between the pre-sales or the project implementation and the sales teams to provide a familiar face that is post-signature that remembers what was discussed during the sales process. And so that's kind of what I've been feeling and what I've been experiencing in some of my opportunities. And I'm just curious if you had any ideas on why that might be occurring, why we're being asked to expand our roles here.
Yeah, it's a great question, Peter. You know, myself being in this role for over 5 years, I mean, things have definitely changed from 5 years back. You know, 5 years ago, it was really just our bread and butter, building demos, answering technical questions, and building that confidence in the customer and our technical solutions. But now, as you mentioned, and especially this year, we're really seeing how our team and a solutions consultant is being engaged early. We're doing much more validation on the opportunity because things have just become quite complex, not in terms of difficulty, but all of the moving pieces within a solution, the different business departments, stakeholders, needs, integrations. This is really making it more difficult for just a typical sales agent, an account executive, to validate if this op has probability of success. So I think that's definitely a driving factor as to why we're being engaged earlier into the deal cycle. I definitely agree with some of your points there in us being engaged later post-sales as well. I think that really comes from the fact of it is our main role to instill confidence into a customer, to build that relationship in conjunction with our account executive. And as you said, Peter, having that familiar face, I think it's starting the project off on a right foot. Would you agree? Would you have anything more to add?
No, I think that makes sense. And I mean, that's what you've definitely worked to instill and that D-Absolute tries to ensure is that we are the face that is encouraging confidence in D-Absolute, right? And that's the motto of D-Absolute is every customer is a potential reference. And so we want to ensure that we provide that good face, encourage confidence mm-hmm. and all that. That makes a lot of sense, absolutely. And so I think what I'm left with now is if that's what you're seeing over the past 5 years, what do I have to expect from the role as it expands over the next 5 years?
Yeah, great question. You know, I wish I had a magic ball that can tell us everything. I mean, 5 years back, I never would have imagined that I would be so much involved in a deal cycle as I am today. You know, thinking about what can happen in the next 5 years, I think it's just a continuation of what's happening now. I think being more involved, post-sales, that early engagement in the project, I think taking on some role of a customer success role to ensure the project continues in smooth sailing. We form that relationship with the account executive. And I think it's just, upkeeping and strengthening that relationship as the face of the absolute, like you mentioned, Peter. I think that's something to really look forward to. I know all my engagements with my customers are quite pleasant, and every engagement, I'm just building more and more rapport, more synergy. So I think having more opportunity to do so post sale, going perhaps weeks or maybe months into an early life of a project, I think that's really going to allow us to cement the relationship and also take away and become better demo builders, answering better questions. I think when we get involved in a project at that stage, that's when some of the tough nut questions come in. And I think us being there and experiencing that, bringing back what we discussed in the sales cycle, bridging that gap, I think that's just going to make us an overall better technical resource, Peter. Great. I mean, those are just a couple of trends that we are taking a look at here in pre-sales. I mean, there are so many more that are worth exploring, and we'll definitely continue to talk about them throughout the series of the podcast, Java with Sugar. That does conclude our episode 3, and it does conclude our first arc. And really want to thank the audience for your time. I want to give a shout out to Matt McCallum for joining us on episode 2. Please subscribe to our content, follow our LinkedIn page, and you can surely visit theabsolute.com for more information. I want to hand this to Peter to close off, and thanking everyone for their time. Peter?
Yeah, thank you all very much. I'm really looking forward to speaking with you next time, Stephen, about how Salesforce's Auto Cloud is strengthening relationships within the auto industry. And we'll even be discussing that with one of our own who has a lot of experience in the auto industry. So, really looking forward to that.
Awesome. Likewise, Peter. Thank you all and have a wonderful day.